Welcome to another episode of Teachers Talking About Random Stuff. This week's episode will feature Mr. Pilblad.
Yay!
Mrs. Bennick. And Mrs. Wright. In today's episode, we will be discussing recent findings of human sacrifice of the Andes and Incan societies of the ancient Americas.
So I read this article the other day that I found on Newsbank called World's Biggest Child Sacrifice Site. And I was like, what?
Oh yeah, I saw that article too.
I'm not surprised.
So apparently people who lived in Peru were concerned when their dogs kept coming home with human bones. They were afraid the dogs were digging up a burial site.
Wow, that's super messed up.
As they dug around a site, they found hundreds of bones of children between the ages of 5 and 14.
And then they used radiocarbon analysis, whatever the heck that is.
Well, let me stop you, Mr. Pilblad. I know what that is, actually. Radiocarbon analysis is when you take something that you dig up and you look at the carbon atoms in it. We know how fast carbon atoms decay. So we can actually use that information to figure out how old something is.
Gotcha. So that's how they found out that the children died about 500 years ago then.
Yeah, exactly.
And this was the second site they found with bodies. So that ended up being around 300 bodies they found. This was by far the biggest site for children sacrifice that's ever been found in the world.
So then they were able to CSI the bodies using that radiocarbon analysis. And they found that the way they were buried and the markings on their bodies showed they were actually acts of ritual sacrifice.
Well, I'm not surprised that the Aztecs did this because they're known for a lot of religious sacrifice. A lot of the temples, they would sacrifice the human bodies at the top and do some crazy weird things and throw the bodies down all the steps.
Okay, we're talking about the Incas or the Aztecs, Mr. Pilblad? I want to be clear.
Oh. Yeah, my bad. So the Inca, we're just finding new discoveries that they've done a lot more sacrifice than we even knew for a long time.
Oh, okay. So we usually know that the Aztecs sacrificed bodies, but the Incas did it too. Okay, gotcha. All right, now I'm clear.
Well, the story doesn't end there. Besides the children, there were bones of baby llamas and even possibly alpacas.
So who do you think these children were in the animals? Were they like unwanted kids or something or what?
No, actually this bioarchaeologist named Hagen Klaus said the sacrifice is done to those that are actually most important to them.
It's crazy what scientists can find today. They even looked at the dried mud to see footprints and hoof marks from the victims.
I still don't understand what would cause a group of people to kill their children and valuable animals.
Well, it seems weird today, but back then they didn't know a lot of things. They didn't have meteorologists to predict weather, so they had to use their religion to help explain a lot of things that they didn't know in nature.
There were a few adult bodies that they found that maybe the adult sacrifices weren't working to ward off the weather that was coming. And that's when they chose to sacrifice the valuable animals and their children to see if that would help stop the weather.
Well, I read another article called The Gods Must Be Thirsty by Catherine Shattuck, and it said that the Aztec gods were known for their appetites. They liked blood sacrifice of slaves and children the most. And it's said that even the patron of music, dance, feasting, and love had a taste for the human heart.
That reminds me of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, where the man's heart was taken from his body.
Yeah, so Harrison Ford is pretty cool, but that movie isn't really based on any factual history.
Oh, good. It was a little disturbing anyways.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back!
I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode and our discussion of human sacrifice in the Aztec and Incan societies. Please tune in next week to Teachers Talking About Random Stuff and the question of, did Mr. Pilblad really have long hair in high school? Guess you'll have to tune in. See you later.